The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is every professional footballer in the Premier League about to become a striker? Well, I don't mean on the pitch, but from the point of view of off the pitch, are they going on strike? Because that idea is floating around. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball is going to explain. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, it was Manchester City's Rodri made all the back pages of the papers yesterday with this suggestion.
Yeah, so people might have seen this, that Rodri has come out and suggested that players are on the verge of striking or that they're pretty close. So this comes off the back of the change in format to the Champions League, which means there's now a round-robin Swiss model that they're calling it, which means basically extra three games per team. So instead of the six group games, you've eight group games now and an extra round before the last 16 for teams ranked 9 to 24 in this
new league. So if you go all the way, you have a hell of a lot of games.
Yeah, that's three extra games plus the other one for City going to the Club World Cup. Manchester City are a particularly interesting example here. So they play at least four extra matches compared to last season's guaranteed fixtures. Across the past two full seasons, City have played 120 times across all competitions. And Rodri said, "We're close to striking." He told reporters this on Tuesday. "It's the general opinion of the players. And if it keeps this way, we'll have no other option. I really think it's something that worries us. We're the guys who are suffering." He says that they might play 70 to 80 games a year, depending on how far you go in competitions.
And his contention is that, 40 to 50 games, if you're playing at the top level, is about all your body can deliver.
Absolutely. If you're going to deliver on a consistent basis, as City generally do, and they're at the very top of all the different competitions. He's not the only one saying this as well. Alisson Becker, who's the Liverpool goalkeeper, aired the grievances, saying no one ever asked the players when they changed the format of these competitions. Maybe our opinion doesn't matter, but everybody knows that we think of what we think about having more games and we're tired of it. Not adding games, adding competitions, adding this, adding that. It's just we're not considered at all.
So and I presume this is being done not for us, because I'm sick and tired of football at the moment. There's just too much on.
Yeah,
you can't keep track of everything. So it must be for the people behind the scenes who profit from all of this.
It's money. Like, let's address the elephant in the room. That's why they want to get more games on TV, more interesting games. They've guaranteed, for instance, in the Champions League format, that there will be at least one big heavyweight tie per night.
Yeah, it's funny how they killed show jumping with too much show jumping on telly. Mm. They were in danger of killing snooker, made a bit of a comeback, but it's not the sport it once was in popular appeal. And darts probably in danger of doing the same, but that's kind of stabilised.
Yeah, it's not a problem limited to football these days at all. So British tennis player Dan Evans basically said this week that he's going to give up playing Davis Cup, which is the international competition, for those unaware, for tennis players. So he's going to give up playing for Team GB because he feels he can't give any more. South African rugby players are feeling the squeeze. A lot of them, some of them have been playing since the last World Cup last year. So a full 14 month season for them, completely wall-to-wall rugby.
Now, as anticipated, some of our listeners get involved. DJ Andrada says, teams have squads of 20-odd players, plenty to cover all games. Rodri gets paid $220,000 a week, so shut up and play.
Well, Rodri's a very interesting example. So according to a recent FIFPro report on player workload, he was included in 72 matchday squads for club and country, including pre-season friendlies between July 2023 and July 2024. So 6,107 minutes on the pitch for him. And don't forget, he was involved in Spain's run to the Euros as well. So as soon as he's finished in the Champions League and Premier League, he's off on international duty. So he reckons he had maybe 1 week off in the last year.
Do they have the right to strike?
They do. So I was talking to an ex-professional footballer about this, and for the English PFA, which Rodri and Alisson would be a part of, they would need to ballot their 5,000 members and get a majority. The World Football Union have been pushing solidarity with this, and their new PFA CEO, Maheta Malongo, has been pushing for this. So under FIFPro rules, players are entitled to 4 weeks off in a year. This is where the issue with the new Club World Cup, which is going to take place during the summer, and the extended Champions League and UEFA FIFA competitions come into effect. And the players agree to, when directed by an authorised official of a club, to attend matches in which the club's engaged. There's no cap either on how many minutes they play during a year, and they have to keep themselves in peak physical condition.
And how do you do that if you're overplaying?
Well, absolutely. And
there's people, I mean, anyone who's played any sport, and you sometimes, I used to play a lot of squash. Mm. Sometimes after three games in 1 week, you kind of think, really, do I want to play a fourth?
Absolutely. And they can't go exceed 10% body fat. So they have to just year round be in peak physical condition. And it's getting to a breaking point across all sports, but particularly
football.
Has
there been a strike before?
Yeah, so Jimmy Hill, famous footballer and broadcaster, led a threat to strike in 1961 with the PFA over the salary cap in English football at the time. So in 1901, the FA had imposed this maximum wage for players of £4 per week. It was the first salary cap in English football. Manchester United's Billy Meredith founded the PFA, formed in order to protect the rights of professional footballers. So that's basically the players' union, predominantly due to a tragic incident in which a Manchester City player, Di Jones, cut his knee during a friendly match and died after the wound became infected, and was the club then refused to pay compensation. So they needed representation. So they took this threat to strike right up until January 18th, 1961, saying, we will go on strike, we will not play any games. And 3 days beforehand, the Minister for Labour at Westminster caved, they intervened, they removed the salary cap. So they've come close. There have been a few strikes in Italy, one in 1996, and I think one 10 years ago about conditions. So it has happened before, but it's never happened in English football.
All right. Well, the text, some of these players are suffering. They can't carry their wallets. That's from Ball. Well said, Pat. I thought it was just me, sick and tired of football, and it gets so boring with all the teams playing the same way. The only time they hurry it up is near the end if one team is behind, and that's observable, I think. Cameron, thank you very much for
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.